Coach, let's talk about that third quarter. You guys had a 14-point halftime lead. They come out, score 30 points in that third quarter. What happened in that third where they were so dominant? Because you won three out of the four quarters here tonight.
We did, and I can't be more proud of our fight. I told our team, you know, we came back, and this was a totally different team, a northern team, than what we've had so far. And the battle and the fight and what they're doing together was awesome. And that third quarter, I told them, they went off, and that's what good teams do. I mean, they're a great team. That's why they're ranked as high as they are. But we can play with anybody. But we need that determination and that heart and that everything, every single game. And I was very proud of what they did. Yes, the third quarter was what did it. But very, very proud of how hard they worked.
Let's talk about your basketball team. You shot 50% in that first half. You built a great lead, played tough defense. Third quarter, we just talked about. Fourth quarter, you guys didn't give up. You got down a little bit. You had a chance to tie it late in that fourth. You had Weisbrod got blocked and then had another good look at it. I guess take us through that last 17 seconds of this game.
Yeah, well, because of the third quarter, I had to use some timeouts early, and that hurts us down the stretch. But again, we had a great look at the three. I would put it in her hands every single day, and she knows it, and she wanted it, and it was right there. We get the offensive board. I mean, it was crazy, and it was fun, and it was a hard-fought game. Again, I'm happy with what we've done and the fight that we had and the opportunities that people got today. We learned a lot about our team, and when you're playing a top team like that, that's exactly what you need.
I want to talk about your team and what you learned about your team, because you were shorthanded tonight and Romero got some defensive rebounds tonight. There's only a foot difference between Anna Rude and CJ Romero. And I thought shorthanded in a hostile environment, you built that big lead, you showed a lot of heart.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, CJ did a great job. And for her to have six assists and lead us in assists, I mean, she did exactly what we needed her to do. As a team, we only had 9 turnovers, which was huge. I mean, you can go across the board. You can go down the list of every single person who played. I mean, we had Sarah played a ton of minutes. JC played a ton of minutes. And, I mean, everybody who came in, they contributed in some way, which is all we needed. That's all we asked for. And just down the stretch then, obviously they're a good team, and that's what happens. And they hit their free throws again. I mean, the last time they played us, they shot phenomenal from the free throw line. And that's how you beat teams when it's close games like this, is how you win games. We missed a couple of them, and that could have swung things a little bit differently too through the stretch. But, I can't say enough how proud I am of this team.
Coach, I know it's not the result you're looking for, but a lot of positives tonight. We'll get back to the drawing board and try to regroup on Saturday as we take on Lake State.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Head Coach Casey Thousand, the Northern Michigan women's basketball team, right here on the Radio Results Network. We'll take this timeout, come back in 3 minutes, have Head Coach Matt Mackerzak of the Northern Michigan men's basketball team right after this. You're listening to Northern Michigan Basketball on the Wildcat Sports Network.